我们先有一点祷告。
Let's first have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你的恩典无限，超越过我们一切的愚昧和软弱。
Because your grace is infinite that surpasses all our foolishness and ignorance.
人的无知常常是阻挡了你手中的工作。
Many times it is due to our ignorance that will hinder the work of your hand.
感谢主，因为你是主。
Lord, we thank thee because thou art Lord.
你越过人的软弱和愚昧来做成你的工。
And you surpass our weakness and our foolishness to do your work.
晚上我们在来到读以西结书的时候。
This evening as we come to read into the book
of Ezekiel. 我们非常清楚地看见撒旦的手在那里很严厉地来让人看不清楚你自己的引导和带领。
And very clearly we're able to see the hand of Satan to try to disturb your work and to deceive man of your guidance and your direction.
感谢主，你是越过一切人看见的难处而做成你的工的主。
Lord, we thank thee because you overcome, surpass all our difficulties to show us that you're the Lord who works.
晚上我们来读这一大段的话的时候，求主借着圣灵启示的恩典，在我们里面动大的功。
Lord, this evening as we look into your word, we pray the spirit of wisdom and revelation will give us great grace to do great work.
让我们都学到了越过外面的看见而看到你里面的实际要做的事。
So that we would go beyond what we can see from the outward to enter inwardly to see what it is that you actually are doing.
我们感谢主，你的话语一出来就一定要完成。
Lord, we thank thee because when thy words come forth, it will be completed.
时间不能阻挡你手中的工作。
And time cannot hinder the work of your hand.
人的无知也不能拦阻你手中的工作。
Neither can the foolishness of man to hinder your work.
那你做工完了以后，你就能上人说，你们就知道我是耶和华。
And after your work is complete, you're able to proclaim to man that thus you shall know I am the Lord God.
仰望主，晚上在我们读这些话的时候，也把我们带到这个地步，认识你是耶和华。
Lord, we do praise and thank thee, and this evening we do look to you to show us indeed you are the Lord God.
荣耀称颂都要归给你。
And may all glory and praises be unto thee.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto thee and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但以西结书让我们读到这里的时候，
when we get to this point in the book of Ezekiel,
我们留意到耶路撒冷已经陷落了。
We take note that Jerusalem has fallen.
隔了几年，在那边出来的人也到了巴比伦了。
And those who have come forth out of Jerusalem has arrived in Babylon.
把当时犹大人心里头的那个指望都全拿掉了。
And has now completely removed all any lingering hope that would be in the hearts of the people of Judah.
在那时候人说平安了，平安了。
And previously when people cried, peace, peace.
所有这些话都落空的。
All such words have fallen empty.
因为在眼见里头不但是平安没有来。
Because by sight no longer was there peace.
连他们所以为是他们可靠的人事物都不发生作用。
Even that which they were thinking they can rely on, which the people, the events, and the places have no function at all.
所以当耶路撒冷陷落的事情确定了以后，
therefore, after the fall of Jerusalem is confirmed,
被掳到巴比伦的犹大人就来找以西结，
those,
看看神有什么话说。
The people of Judah who are in captivity come to seek out Ezekiel to see what words God has to speak.
我们上次读到最末了的时候就特别提到了人，你要给他们说好那些话，让他们知道在他们中间有了先知。
And the Lord says to them, now you will tell them that they shall know that a prophet have been amongst them.
以前你们听到很多先知说话。
Previously, you have heard many prophets speak.
那许多先知说的话都是说平安，但事实上不 看不到平安。
The prophets all spoke peace, peace, but yet you do not see such peace.
那究竟神怎么在神的百姓中间带领呢？
In fact, how does God lead amongst his people?
如果我们切身把自己摆在被掳的犹大人的光景，
If we were to place ourselves in the condition of the captivity of the people of Judah,
非常很自然的你会想到我们被掳了。
Very naturally, we'll consider the fact now we're in exile.
我们没指望了。
There is no hope.
照着耶利米说，
As Jeremiah says,
我们要流放在外头有七十年。
We'll be in exile for 70 years.
那七十年以后又怎样呢？
Now after 70 years, what then?
谁都没有把握。
No one has assurance.
但神在这一个时候，
But yet at this time,
就借着以西结对他们说，
Through Ezekiel, God says to them,
如果你们现在知道以色列中有了先知啊，
Now if you shall know there have been a prophet amongst you,
那你们就该好好的学习听一听神的话。
Then you should learn well to listen, hearken unto the word of God.
不要再像过去那样迷迷糊糊的用自己的想法来代替神的引导。
Unlike the past when you use your own way, your own thinking,to substitute for the guidance of God.
那么我们今天晚上开始从34章往前看。
Now tonight we'll begin with chapter 34 onward.
如果主许可，
If the Lord is willing,
我们要把34, 35, 36这三章看完。
We'll finish these three chapters, 34, 35, and 36.
因为这三章是接连着34章这三章是接连着33章末了的那一句话来印证，你们就知道在你们中间有了先知。
For these three chapters connect themselves, 34, 35, 36, to the last words in chapter 33, then shall they know that a prophet have been amongst them.
这个有了先知这件事情啊，实在是大事。
Now this matter that there have been a prophet amongst them is indeed a great thing.
因为以西结在底下跟他们说出的话，是指出了犹大在神面前所造成的那个大缺陷。
For Ezekiel is about to tell them the great, how great they have come short before God.
然后就引出神要怎样来补满这一个缺陷。
And leads forth, God will tell them how he himself will fill that shortcoming.
这一段话在时间上来说是包括好长好长的时间。
This passage, these words, as far as time is concerned, it includes a very broad scope of time period.
从他们被掳的时候开始，
starting from the point of their captivity,
一直往前算，
and you continue to go forward.
但是神没有告诉他们有多少时间。
Yet God did not disclose to them how long this period is.
神只是告诉他们会有什么事情发生。
But God does tell them what will take place.
Now,换一句话来说，
In other words,
这一个发表比耶利米那七十年还要严肃，还要重。
This expression is even more solemn, even more weighty than what Jeremiah told them.
耶利米说到他们七十年，
Jeremiah told them 70 years.
只是说到你们被掳的人可以有条件回到犹大。
That proclamation was after 70 years, those who are in captivity now, you are in condition to return to the land of Judah.
但是回到犹大以后又怎么样呢？
But what will happen after you return to Judah?
在耶利米那里没有说太多的事。
There are not too many matters disclosed in Jeremiah.
但现在神借着以西结就把这个事情带出来了。
But now, through Ezekiel, these matters are disclosed.
那所以从34章一开始，
Therefore, beginning with chapter 34,
神就说了一段话。
God has a large passage.
这一段话是指出犹大所以被掳的原因。
It disclosed to us the reason, very reason why Judah is in captivity.
但是被掳 虽然是一件很凄惨的事
although captivity is very sad and sorrowful,
但是神给他们一个应许
yet God gives them this promise,
等到有一天
one day,
我要把你们带回故土
I will bring you back to this land,
重新建立你们
and I will restore you once again.
那这个话听起来很简单
now these words when upon hearing seem simple,
但神说出以后的事情是怎么样的时候呢
Yet when God tells them the matters to come,
啊，那个事情就真的是非常不简单。
No, then it is indeed not an easy matter.
那因此当神在说出他以后的时候，他要怎么做
Therefore, when God tells them what he is to do,
他首先就指出了犹大被掳的原因。
First, God tells them the very reason why they're in captivity.
啊犹大被掳的原因是什么呢
Now, what is the reason for their captivity?
那么三十四章一开始神就跟以西结说
At the very beginning of chapter 34, God tells Ezekiel
那第一节耶和华的话临到我说人子啊你要向以色列的牧人发预言攻击他们
And the word of the Lord came unto me saying Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds.
他说主耶和华如此说祸在以色列的牧人只知牧养自己牧人岂不当牧养群羊吗
And thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves, should not the shepherds feed the flocks.
但是神就指出了他们没有这样做。
But God points out to them the shepherds did not do that.
他们只是顾着自己。
They only care for themselves.
那这话不是单单指着犹大。
Now these words are not only concerning Judah.
也是指着北方的几百年前已经被打散的以色列。
Of course, it is speaking of Israel, the northern kingdom that was already destroyed hundreds of years ago.
那如果我们把这个事情看清楚了
Now we're clear on this matter.
我们就留意到神在这里说你们不牧养
When God
我的羊
tells them that you do not feed my flock.
那首先我们就要注意
Then we have to first take note.
那这些牧人是谁
Who are these shepherds?
神说我要对以色列的牧人预发生
God says to prophesy against the shepherds of Israel.
去攻击他们
Against them.
那这个问题就很严肃了。
Now then, this is a very solemn matter.
本来是神的百姓的牧人。
They are to be the shepherds of the people of God.
如今成了，因着神的百姓，他们成了与神为敌的人。
But now, for the sake of the people of God, God is against them.
那是这些牧人是谁呢
Then who are these shepherds?
那我们要先弄清楚这一个。
We must first be clear on this point.
就着以色列这一个。范围来讲
As far as this boundary, the scope of Israel,
他们有政治上的牧人
they have shepherds, the political shepherds,
有一般社会生活上的牧人
there are shepherds in their daily social life,
有宗教上的牧人
there are shepherds, for them in their religious life.
虽然是有这个几个部分的分工
even though they work separately in these areas.
但是他们所肩负的那一个属灵的责任呢是蛮严肃的。
Yet, the spiritual responsibility which they shoulder is very serious.
因为不凡是做君王也好做祭司也好然后到过了神所兴起的先知也好
whether they're in the position as kings, as prince or priest, or later on when God raised up the prophets,
都肩负着一个属灵的责任。
They all shoulder this spiritual responsibility.
要把神的百姓领到神的面前。
That is there to lead the people of God before God.
让他们认识神。
So that they may know God,
并且学习怎样好好的活在神的面前。
And to learn well how they ought to live in God's presence.
但是等我们如果看历史的话
But when we look at history,
你看到以色列也好 犹大也好，幕后那一段时间是最明显。
And whether you see it's Israel or Judah or even during the last times, it is very evident.
君王是失职了。
Now, the kings, they did not do their responsibility.
祭司们也是失职了。
Likewise for the priests.
先知呢？
And for the prophets.
根本就没有站好了。为神说话的地位。
They did not stand well firm on the position they ought to stand to speak for God.
上层的是一个带出权柄能的结构。
The structure, the upper level that ought to execute the authority.
可以说是完全的溃烂了。
We can say they are completely corrupt.
那印度上上面的那是溃烂。
Because of the corruption that is in that upper level.
就造成百姓们中间的那一个明明的暗暗的撇弃神转离神。
Has brought about the people, whether it is public or privately, that they forsake God and they rejected God.
那弟兄姊妹这样一看起来的时候，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we see this,
就不是少数人在神面前堕落的问题。
It is not a matter of a minority that have fallen astray from God.
是整体在神面前走岔路的问题。
But it is an issue where the majority as a whole has departed from God.
所以以前我们提过，就做犹大来讲。
So we mentioned before, as far as Judah is concerned,
约西亚的日子，做王的日子。
During the days of Josiah,
还活得好好的，好像。
It seems as if they still live well during his time.
怎么他今天晚上过世，明天整个犹大就转了样
？Why would it be? It is this evening that he died. Yet the very next morning, there was a complete turnaround in Judah.
怎么会那么快呢
？How can the turnaround be so quick?
那人是没办法了解。
A man is not able to understand.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在以西结的日子。
During the days of Ezekiel,
神把这个事情向以西结打开了。
God revealed this matter to Ezekiel.
约西亚王可以在上面拣选神。
Yes, as far as the kingship is concerned, Josiah can choose God.
但是绝大部分的其他的那些做牧人的人呢，他们都没有站在他们该站的。
But as far as the other shepherds are concerned, their position as shepherds, they did not stand the ground which they ought to have stood.
就造成了整个犹大，好像羊没有牧人一样。
It seems as if the condition of Judah is one without a shepherd.
所以你就读到第五节的时候。
So we read in verse 5 here.
你就看到神说了一些话。
You can see these are the words of God.
他说因为没有无牧人，羊就分散，既分散，便做了一切野兽的食物。
And they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered.
我的羊在诸山间，在各高岗上，流离在全地上，分散，无人去找，无人去寻。
My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock were scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them.
这是神非常严肃的指出了犹大被掳的整个事情做完的时候，神向他们指出，你们要看到。
Very solemnly, God points out to them after they're in captivity the very reason why they are in captivity.
所以这段话，弟兄姊妹，你从字面上读下来，你就非常清楚的知道当时的情形。
So, brothers and sisters, when we carefully these words in this passage, we will know the condition of that time.
所以第九节，神就很严肃的指出。一个事实来。
So in verse 9, God points out a very solemn fact.
所以你们这些牧人要听耶和华的话，主耶和华如此说，我必与牧人为敌。
Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds.
必向他们的手追讨我的羊。 使他们不再牧放群羊。
And cause them to cease from feeding the flock, neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore.
牧人也不再牧养自己，我必救我的羊脱离他们的口，不再做他们的食物。
For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这段话的时候，
Brother,
你知道神所定规的那一个惩治是非常的严厉啊。
Our brothers and sisters, when we read such words, we know that the discipline that God has determined is very severe.
所以你看着从第一次被掳一直到第三次被掳。
Therefore, when we see the first captivity to the third captivity,
被掳的人是什么人呢？
Who are those who are in captivity?
都是社会上层的人。
They were all the upper levels of society.
圣经上面记载说，
And so in the scriptures it records,
不仅是那个有知识的，
Not only were they who had knowledge,
甚至连你在 那些所谓叫做尊贵人，
But they were the nobles,
都给掳掠去了。
They were all in captivity.
那神在那里说，我要做你们的，与你为敌。
And so God says, I will be against you.
那么然后神就说出了，
And then God says,
不管你们怎么分散，
Regardless of how you are scattered,
我总有一天要把你们领回来，
That one day I will gather you once again.
那主说出了对付牧人的话以后，
After God says, proclaims the word against the shepherds,
他就给神的百姓说了一些有指望有安慰的话。
God gives words of comfort, of hope to his people.
但是没有告诉他们等多久。
But yet God did not tell them how long.
反正有一天，
But one day,
我要把你们领回来。
I will gather you again.
但然后就转到羊群。
And then he goes, God says to the flock.
一转到羊群这方面的时候，
And when God speaks to the flock,
就不单是说到他们那些做牧人的人掌握在神面前惹神的怒气。
No longer does God focus upon the shepherds how they provoke the wrath of God.
从二十节开始，神就说到全体的子民了。
Starting from verse 20, God declares to all the people.
说到从十七节开始应该是。
Actually, starting with verse 17.
神在那里说到什么呢？
What does God say there?
牧人们是如此的失职。
Even though the shepherds did not do their job.
但是你们却是做老百姓的呢。
But yet, as for the people,
你们也有责任。
You also have a responsibility.
什么责任？
What is that?
你们的中间都失去了活在那个合一的见证里。
And you have failed to live in that testimony of oneness.
你们是被神拣选的族类。
You are a chosen race of God.
是神祭司的国度啊。
And you are a kingly priesthood.
你们身上是背负着一个这个属灵的责任。
And you ought to bear with you this spiritual responsibility.
要让地上的其他的民族看见你们的时候就看见神啊。
So when all the other people of the world see you, they ought to see God.
但是你们实在的光景呢？
But your actual condition.
你们也没有活在这样的一个地位上。
You did not live on this proper ground.
你们人中间就产生了彼此践踏的事。
And in your midst, you have trampled upon one another.
强壮的欺负软弱的。
And those who are strong have taken advantage of the weak.
在你们中间也是出现了这些种种光景。
And you have such a condition in your midst.
你不但是欺负那些软弱的。
And not only did you take advantage of the weak.
你们还做了许多不该做的事。
And you have also done many things which you ought not to.
就说出一个例子。
And so here God gives them this example.
他说你们到水边去喝水。
And so when you have drunken of the water.
好啊，没什么问题啊。
Nothing wrong with that.
你们就是喝够的。
You can just have enough.
但是你们为什么
？But why is it？
你们喝够了要走了。
After you have had your fill，
你们就要把那些水弄到浑浑浊浊的。
Now why must you foul the residue with your feet？
而让那些比不过你们的羊要来喝水，也没有干净的水喝。
And so those who are behind you would have foul water。
而又在彼此相碰的时候
，And when you're with one another，
用你的脚，用你的肩去把那些软弱的来排挤。
And that you would hurt others with your feet and with your shoulder。
你们真的好像没有牧人来牧羊一样。
And you are as one without a shepherd。
虽然牧人失职。
And even though the shepherds failed，
但是你们也没有站好自己的地位啊。
Yet you, the flock, did not stand your proper ground。
所以引出一个结果。
So this is the result。
一同被掳到外邦去。
You are all in captivity。
神指出了这样一个非常严肃的问题。
God points out this very severe issue。Why is it so severe？
都忽略了他们在神面前所被神所遭拒的。那一个属灵的地位。
They have neglected the fact why they were called and gathered together on that spiritual ground.
那么结果神说他要把他们都找回来。
But yet God tells them he will gather them again.
在这种情形的底下。
And under this condition.
怎么找呢？
How?
所有做牧人的都垮了。
All the shepherds have failed.
没有牧人
，There are no shepherds。
没有牧人的羊群也散漫惯了。
And without a shepherd, all the sheep have scattered。
那怎么把他们再找回来呢
？How is it that will God gather them once again？
那这的确是一个大问题。
So brothers and sisters, this indeed is a big issue。
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord。
主一说到这个事情的时候
，When God speaks on this point，
就引出了一个。非常非常严肃的启示。
It will show us a very solemn revelation.
牧人没有功用。
There is the shepherd did not have any function.
百姓散乱无节制。
And the people were scattered without restraint.
怎么把他们再上聚拢回来
？How you to gather them together once again?
谁有这样大的本事
？Who is
他们聚召集回来呢
？Who has such capability? Who is able to gather them together?
主没有明明说这件事。
The Lord did not clearly tell us this.
但是就说出一件非常有意思的事。
But he tells us something very meaningful.
他说
，He says，
那是二十四节。
Verse 24，
从23节开始看。
Starting with verse 23。
所以我必拯救我的群羊不再做乐物我也必在羊和羊中间施行判断
And I will set up one shepherd over them and he shall feed them even my servant David
那弟兄姊妹我们从字句上面就知道了
That's verse 22. We know from the word that God will save his flock and no more be a prey. It will bring forth this fact.
什么事实呢?
What is that fact?
这里完全没有提。
It does not mention here at all.
其实提到当中一点点的事。
But it only gives us a little bit.
但是那一点点的事就引出了一个事实来了。
But even that very little bit will bring us to this fact.
什么事实呢?
What is that?
国度显现
And it's the manifestation of the kingdom.
因为就在国度显现的时候
Because when the kingdom is revealed,
这样的事情才能解决
Only this will appear.
那里就是说
And so here it says,
主就是说
The Lord says,
他要立一个牧人来照管他们牧养他们
He will set up one shepherd over them and shall feed them.
谁是那个人
？And who is that shepherd？
那弟兄姊妹，这里面就有很多事情要叫我们去留心了。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to take careful attention to this.
主说他要立一个牧人，能来照管他的百姓。
And God says He will set up one who will shepherd over them.
那谁是那一个牧人呢
？And who is that shepherd？
24节就说了。
Verse 24。
我耶和华 必做他们的神。
And I, the Lord, will be their God.
这是第一件事情。
That is the first matter.
第二件事情呢
？Secondly,
我的仆人大卫必在他们中间做王。
And my servant David, a prince amongst them.
这是耶和华说的。
I, the Lord, have spoken it.
这是第二件事情。
This is the second matter.
头一件事情
，the first thing
是说出神和他的子民中间那个关系。给带回调和了。
Tells us God and His people, their relationship now has become normal.
第二件事情，我们就要花点心思了。
The second matter, we have to give some thought.
神说，我的仆人大卫。
God says, my servant David.
必在他们中间做王。
A prince amongst them.
大卫在哪里？
But where is David?
就说他们被掳的时候来说
，According to the timeline when they were in captivity，
大卫去世已经几百年了。
David has died hundreds of years ago。
怎么大卫又来给我们做王
？How could it be that David once again will be our king？
这是什么一回事
？What is this all about？
那弟兄姊妹们，有好些神的儿女，他们认定。真的是大卫的。
Now, brothers and sisters, there are some children of God who acknowledge it is actually David.
是当年的那个大卫。
It is David of his time.
我想，神在这里说这个话，不是这个意思。
I believe when God speaks these words, he does not mean that literally.
因为如果是那一个大卫的话
，For if it was that specific David,
那是一个复活的大卫。
It is a risen David.
那大卫有没有复活呢
？Now, did David was he resurrected?
我们看不到圣经里面有这样说过。
We have not seen this recorded in the Bible.
旧约没有这样的记载。
It was not recorded in the Old Testament.
新约也没有这样的讨论。
Neither was it mentioned in the New Testament.
只是说出。
It only said.
大卫是合神心意的人。
But David was one after God's heart.
他服侍了他那个世代的人。
And David
就睡了。
And David served his generation and slept.
这个一提他睡了。
And when you mention these words, he slept.
当然他也有醒回来的时间了。
Oh, that means he would wake up.
那这不就是复活了
？Doesn't that mean that he will be risen?
但是没有。
But no.
新约圣经里面所说的那一个复活是全体人的复活。
The resurrection mentioned in the New Testament, it is the resurrection of all.
不是个别人的复活。
It's not individuals.
那因此我们就不能不注意了。
Then we must take note.
这里谁说我要立大卫做他们的王
？And when God says, "I will make my servant David a prince amongst them."
这是指着什么事情呢
？What does it point at?
这是指着要。马太福音一开始的时候就说到那一位大卫的后裔。
And therefore, it mentions about in Matthew chapter 1 when it says the offspring of David.
那个后裔在原文是说是大卫的儿子。
And in the original text there it says the son of David.
那就是说是承接大卫那个王位的人。
In other words, it is the one who will succeed David on the throne.
那么我们现在我们也有相当的了解，主当年是指着将来那个大卫的儿子要显出来的。
Therefore, we would have reason to believe and support it is the Lord speaking that it is the son of David who will appear to be on the throne.
这个大卫的儿子。
And the son of David.
他自然就承接王的身份。
Now, of course, he will inherit the throne.
同时
，at the same time，
实在带着一个复活的经历。
He himself will bear that experience of resurrection。
我们感谢神。
We thank God。
很显然，就在这里给我们看到，在旧约里头预先提到基督的复活而成为万王之王的。那一个事情
We're able to see here in the Old Testament that it will foremention for us the fact of the risen Christ who is to be the King of Kings.
那这样一来弟兄姊妹你就看到了
And then brothers and sisters you will see
神说 虽然现在犹大是因着从君王到百姓都完全失落了。
Though as far as the condition of Judah is concerned, from the king to the people, they have all fallen.
我也把他们分散了。
And they have been scattered by me.
但是等到有一天。
But one day.
我就把他们都召集回来。
I will gather them once again.
怎么把他们召集回来呢？
How do I gather them?
神没有说。
God did not say.
但神说出一个很关键的事。
But God tells us something very crucial.
神召集他们的那一个。
And the one who is to gather them shall appear. And when this servant of God appears, the people who are scattered and lost now will completely return to the land of Israel. We thank God.
所以从34章的里头
So in chapter 34,
你看到神在那里对以西结所说的话
When we see the words God speaks to Ezekiel,
你知道一件事情很严肃了
We know one thing is very solemn.
严肃在什么地方
How solemn is it?
以色列的分散
The scattering of Israel.
我不是说犹大的分散
I'm not saying the scattering of Judah.
我是说以色列十二个支派的分散
But the scattering of Israel, all 12 tribes of Israel.
因为我们读到36章的时候
Because when we read chapter 36, we'll see.
神说这个话是包括以色列整个十二个支派在其中的
When God speaks those words in chapter 36, he includes all of the 12 tribes of Israel.
那么就说到这样的一件事的时候
And when God speaks of this matter
那你可以计算那个时间
Then brothers and sisters, you can just calculate the time
从犹大被掳
From the captivity of Judah
一直等到主降生
Until the Lord's descent
已差不多整千年了
It's 1,000 years
等到主从死里复活升回天上到现在
And when our Lord was risen from the dead and ascended on high till now
也已经两千多年了
It's over 2,000 years
那合起来是三千多年的时间
Therefore it's over 3,000 years
那大卫还到这个做王的大卫还没有显出来
But yet this David who was to be a prince amongst them is yet to appear So it shows us then
当犹大被掳到巴比伦的时候
When Judah was in captivity in Babylon
祭司的国度这一件事情延长到新约的日子
God has prolonged this kingdom of priests throughout the days of the New Testament.
在新约的日子来为祭司的国度预备道路
And it is during this period of the New Testament that he will prepare the way for the kingdom of priests.
那新约的日子还有多长
Now how much longer than in this period of the New Testament?
我们现在都不知道
We do not know now.
因为今年就是2015年。
For today, as far as the calendar is concerned, it's the year 2015.
那前面还有多少时间呢
How much more time before us?
虽然我们最近都能各种事情了解到主回来的日子很迫近。
Even though we can see with the surroundings that the day of the return of the Lord draws nigh.
但是距离那一个时候呢，已经是两三多年前的事。
But as far as
三四千年前的事了。
As far as the timeline is concerned, from when we read these words, it's over 3,000 years. And we have yet seen the end.
那还要等多久呢
？Now how long?
不知道要等多久。
We do not know.
但是神当时就把这一个事情隐隐约约的对犹大说出来了。
But even at this time, God hiddenly speaks this to Judah.
神说，你现在你们是因着自己的愚昧而被分散在全地。
God tells them now because of your own foolishness, you have been scattered throughout the land.
但是神说我给你们一个非常明确的领会
But I will give you a very clear understanding
有一天我要把你们领回来
One day I will gather you again
不但是领你们犹大回来
And not only will I gather you Judah
是要把整个以色列的领回来
But I will gather all of Israel
那所以你留 留意到三十四章末了的时候
So when we see the end of chapter 34,
你就看到神说一些神说一些话
And so God says these words、
这个话我看从29节来看几句话吧
And we'll see from verse 29
因为前面有些话弟兄姊妹们你一读你就字面上领会了不过就是在时间上你必须要加上刚才我和你们交通的这一段的隐藏的历史、
even though by the letter of the word you're able to grasp the facts here but you must also add on what I just shared concerning the period of time in between
但是你很清楚地看到
very clearly you can see
当敬畏做神的王做仆人的又做犹大人的王以色列人的王的大卫给兴起来的时候
This David who was to be a servant but also、set up as the prince amongst the、Israel
那你就看到底下所说的完全是国度里面的事情
Now, You can see all the matters that are described here are concerning the kingdom、
我先这样说吧
Now we can get into that first
28节开始看看吧
We can see starting with verse 28
你们他们必不再做外邦人的掠物地上的野兽也不再吞吃他们却要安然的居住无人惊吓我必给他们兴起有名的植物他们在境内不再为饥荒所灭也不再受外邦人的羞辱必知道我耶和华他们的神是与他们同在并知道他们以色列家是我的民这是主耶和华说的你们做我的羊我草场上的羊乃是以色列人我也是你们的神这是耶和华说的
We have read from verse 28 to 31
那这段话你很清楚看见
Now these words we can see
当犹大被掳以后一直到现在你没见过
Very clearly even from the time of captivity of Judah till now this condition did not appear
也就是没有出现过
In other words this does not appear yet
你看见这出现的是什么呢
What do we see appear today
他们现在比方说他们已经是立国了从复国的这一方面来说他们好像走了一步了
For example, even present day we can see they have re-established the nation so now they're once again a nation
但是以色列在这一百多年来复国以后有没有平安的日子走过
But yet throughout this period of time once the nation was restored have they have a day of peace?
没有
No
亚拉伯国家说要把他们赶到海里不让他们在那里活着
And the Arab nations vowed to cast them into sea and destroy them and would not allow for them to live
直到现在
Even now
还是那种气氛
It is still that atmosphere in their region
那说你要说到以色列
Now as far as Israel is concerned
我这个事情是这到二三十八章的时候我才和弟兄姊妹们详细的看看、
We will go into detail about this very condition in chapter 38
那然后我们就转到三十五章、
So now in chapter 35
在这里我们一直是看他们被掳以后地上的历史所发生的事
In chapter 35 we can see the unfolding of history throughout、in this chapter
三十五章
Chapter 35.
神是特别使着西南山来发预言攻击他。
God speaks specifically against Mount Seir.
那这个西尔山弟兄姊妹都知道那是指着以东地。
Now brothers and sisters, we know this Mount Seir is specifically pointing at the land of Edom.
你说为什么以前上面已经责备过以东了现在又来提这一件事情做什么呢
Perhaps you question that God has already spoken against Edom. Why is Edom mentioned again?
那弟兄姊妹们这是非常不简单的事
Brothers and sisters, this is not simple at all.
什么事呢
What is that?
你看到一件事情
We'll see one thing.
以东
Edom
在巴比伦攻打犹大的时候
When Babylon was attacking Jerusalem
他们是间接的来帮助了巴比伦的军队来攻打
Edom indirectly assisted the army of Babylon to attack Israel
当巴比伦攻打了那个犹大了以后
After Babylon attacked Judah
巴比伦也对以东有一个短暂时间的优待
There was a very short period of time that Babylon treated Edom well
但这里你就看到以东人心事里头有一个想法
But here we can see in the hearts of the Edomites they had this thought
巴比伦把犹大灭了
Now Babylon has destroyed Judah
我们在这边没有对手了
We have no one against us in this region
只要巴比伦人走掉
Now once the Babylonians are gone
我们就可以瓜分犹大这个这个地区了。
Now then, the land is for ours to divide.
他们是这样想。
Now this is what they thought.
也是这样做成功啊。
And it seemed to have succeeded.
弟兄姊妹，你如果读历史的话。
Now brothers and sisters, when we read history.
圣经上就没有个历史。
It's not recorded in the Bible.
但是你读到与圣经有关的历史的历史的。
But when we read the history in the historical books that's connected with the biblical events, we'll see one thing.
犹大当时不单是帮助巴比伦人来攻打犹大。
Edom not only assisted the Babylonians to attack Judah.
也实在从巴比伦那边得了一些好处。
But in fact have gained some benefits from Babylon.
但是真正叫以东人在以色列地得着好处的。
But the one who truly given Edomites benefit from the land of Israel.
是在罗马帝国建立起来的时候。
It is after the Roman Empire was established.
罗马把犹大作为罗马的一个省。
The Roman Empire have made the land of Judah as a province of the Roman Empire.
但是谁在这个省里头做主管呢？
And who was the one ruling over this territory?
当然是有罗马的军队住在那一边。
Of course, there is the Roman soldiers who lived in that area.
但是实际管理犹大的是谁呢？
But who was the one who governed over Judah?
弟兄姊妹们，你读四福音的时候，你会有那个印象。
Brothers and sisters, when you read the four gospels, you will have that impression.
那是犹大的省长是谁呢？
And who was the governor of Judah?
或者说，犹大的王是谁呢？分封的王。
In other words, who was the one that was appointed king of that region?
叫希律，是不是？
He is Herod.
那希律是谁呢？
Now who is Herod?
希律就是以东人
And Herod was an Edomite
希律就是罗马人把以东人迁到犹大这一边来让他们代替他们去管理犹大人
Now what the Romans did was they took the Edomites from their land and placed them in Judah and allowed for them to rule over Israel
那所以这希律王在福音书里头，弟兄姊妹们，你会看见不止一个希律王，是有好些希律王。
Now, of course, as far as the title King Herod is concerned, you see many different Herods, King Herods in the four Gospels.
主降生的时候一个希律王。
There was King Herod when the Lord was born.
主被杀的时候是另外一个希律王。
And when the Lord was crucified, it was another King Herod.
但是这个希律王都是以东人。
But all these King Herods
都是以东的王主。
They are Edomites. They are of the family of Edom.
所以你难怪他们那个时候以东人怎么说呢
？And that's why the Edomites they would say this.
我们先来看看第十节。
So let us first look at verse 10.
神在上面就说 Edom, 我要惩罚你。
First, God says to Edom that he is against them and stretch out his hand against them. And why would God do this? Verse 10, God says,
因为你曾说这二国这二邦必归于我，我必得为业。
Because thou have said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it.
这二邦是谁？
Now who are these two kingdoms?
以色列跟犹大。
That is Israel and Judah.
这二国是谁？
And who are these two countries?
仍然是以色列和犹大。
Also Israel and Judah.
那在以东人的心思里头。
As far as the Edomites are concerned.
他们就很非常有把握的说。
With confidence they say.
现在犹大和以色列都不在了。
Now, Israel and Judah are no longer.
他们所有的就成为我们的。
And all that they have, we shall possess.
啊，这个地是我们的地。
And it's our land.
啊，我们可以在这个地上作王。
And we can rule over this land.
神说，
God says,
我要对付西尔山。
I will stretch out my hand against Mount Seir, and this is the reason.
你是说那么简单吗？
Is it that simple?
其实说起来不是地图的问题。
Now, in fact, it's not a matter of the land,
而是地位的问题。
But it's a matter of position.
神说这一个地方是我给以色列和犹大的。
God said, this land, this position I have given to Israel and Judah.
是我的产业。
It is my inheritance.
我是分配给以色列和犹大。
And I've allotted to Israel and Judah.
你以东人怎么会来霸占？不是以西结，不是以色列和犹大，而是霸占我的产业。
Therefore, Edomites, how can you come to occupy not the land of Israel and Judah, but my inheritance, said of the Lord.
那所以刚才我就说，这个不是地图的问题。
So I've mentioned this is not about the land.
是地位的问题。
But it's a matter of the position.
你没有那一个承接这个土地的地位，你来霸占这个地位。
If you are not the rightful owner, and yet you come to occupy this land.
而这个地位是发表我的所有的地位。
But this possession manifests my position, and that is my rightful position.
我要把我的祭司的国度设立在这里。
And I will establish the kingdom of priests in this possession.
来引动万邦归向我。
And to lead all nations to me.
现在你们把这个地要占去。
And now you want to possess this land.
这个问题就太严肃了。
This is a very severe, solemn issue.
所以神就在这里特别提到，当那些事情，就当神要拯救他的百姓的时候。
So God mentions about this matter as he is to save his people.
以东也同时要给神惩治。
At the same time, Edom will be disciplined by God.
所以现在你到以色列有利的时候。
As if you go travel around Israel now.
你还看到很多很多以东人在那里留下的那个痕迹。
You can still see many traces that are left behind by the Edomites or Edomians.
最明显的是什么呢？
What is the most evident?
就是给拆掉的那个圣殿。
It is the temple that was destroyed.
虽然圣殿是基本上不存在。
Even though physically the temple is no longer.
但是圣殿的遗产还在，那个城墙还在。
Yet the city wall, the remnant is still there.
我们读四福音的时候也读到。
And when we read the four gospels, we have read.
读到是希律所重建的那个圣殿。
It is the temple which Herod rebuilt.
那你就想了当时以东人在以色列是怎么厉害的。
Now then you can just imagine how powerful the Edomites were amongst Israel.
但神说我要对付以东。
But God says I will deal with Edom.
我不仅是要叫以东在以色列地里头不能有立脚的地步。
No, not only would I not allow for the Edomites to set foot in the land of Israel.
连他们的本地都要受到对付。
But even their own land shall be against the land of Edom.
我九五年吧，还是九四年，我去以色列的时候。
1994, 1995, when I visited Israel,
我就发觉一个问题很有意思的。
I discovered this matter very interesting.
所有到以色列旅游的人，你都会发觉那个光景的。
And all those who visit Israel will discover this condition.
你到了以色列的时候
，And when you're in Israel,
你处处看见。青青绿绿的。
You will see all the many places around Israel is green and very fertile.
当然还有好像还没开发的地方。
Of course, there is still much land that is not open or vibrant yet.
但是你实在看见许多青青绿绿的地方。
But we can see much land is green and fertile.
但你又同时发觉。
But yet at the same time you notice.
在以色列周围的那个国家。
The countries that are surrounding around Israel, and they're the Arab nations.
你发觉一个问题很显明的。
It is a very drastic difference you can see.
那其他的这些国家呢
？As far as the other surrounding nations,
都是黄黄的。
Now they are very yellow and
你说它是沙漠，它也不是。
And you say it's desert, yet they're not.
你说它是农。田它又不是
But you cannot say that it's fertile land for farming.
任何到以色列旅游的人，恐怕到现在你还是能看到这种光景。
When you visit Israel, you see that perhaps even nowadays you can see the drastic difference.
你不能不问一个问题。
Then you must ask this question.
为什么以色列可以有这样的光景，而其他的国家就没有这种光景。
Why is it that Israel has such a condition, yet all the surrounding nations are not in the same condition?
以色列到现在
，Even today in Israel，
从他们立国到现在
，When their nation was restored until now，
算是一个农业大国。
They are considered a very high of producing agricultural nation。
以色列人曾经。发过怨言，尤其是以前他们那个女总理啊，好厉害的那个女总理，叫什么名字我都忘掉了。
I forget the previous prime minister. She was female and she was very powerful, and she had mentioned.
她就说过这样的话。
She said,
神给我们以色列人很多地方都很好。
God have given much goodness to Israel in many areas.
但是神为什么给我们的地方里头能找到一滴汽油呢？
Why is it that God would not let us find any drop of oil tar in our region?
这个就是那个女总理说的话。
And this was said by the very powerful prime minister.
年纪大一点的。应该我们这里也有好多人会听，在报纸上看过他说这个话。
Those who are older perhaps remember these words from the very powerful prime minister before.
神不是要他们凭私有立国。
Because God did not allow for Israel to establish their power, the dominance with oil.
如果凭让他们让私有立国，他们是很危险的。
If they were to have their preeminence with oil, it will be very dangerous for them.
以色列在那个地区啊，只不过是小小的一个圈圈而已。
You know, as far as the land of Israel, it's very a small area in that region.
如果就像边上所有的国家那样许多的石油啊。
If they also were a high oil producer like their surrounding neighbors,
那受攻击就很容易了。
Then it is very easy for them to be attacked.
一下子就可以把你整个国家就毁在那个石油的燃烧里了。
Very easily they will be destroyed even by the very oil that they would have.
神没有做这样的事，神没有把他们放在一个人人都很尊重的那个石油的那个点上。
God did not allow for Israel to be focused on petroleum, which is where other nations are focused on.
神就说出了一段话，就是刚才我们所读过的。
So what God has given them is what we read previously.
我必给他们兴起有名的植物，他们在境内不再为饥荒所灭。
God will make them to be a plant that others would know.
这都在我们活着所经过的历史里头 看得见的事。
And this is what we are able to see during our days.
那么，因着这样的一个原因
，And because of this reason，
神就对以东说了一个很严肃的警告。
God tells Edom a very solemn warning.
严格说起来还不只是警告。
And not only a warning，
而是一个宣告。
But it's a proclamation.
神要叫他们成为荒凉。
God will make them desolate.
所以现在你到西乃山去的时候。
So when we go to Mount Seir now，
你真正的是看见那一带地方还是完全没有给开发的开发过的那个样子。
You can see the land indeed barren and desolate.
都是旷野沙漠的地带。
It is a region of wilderness and desert.
那这些事情如果我们会站回以西结的那个日子来看。
Now, if we look at these matters in the viewpoint of Ezekiel in his day,
我们会很清楚觉得神在那里说什么。
What would we feel that God is speaking there?
说这些事情的好像不着边际的。
It seems as God is not even making sense in proclaiming these matters.
是在当时的人来看，怎么会可能有这些事？
Yes, during the people of that time when these matters are proclaimed, it doesn't seem to be possible.
但是现在我们回过头来看以西结当年说的话一直到现在。
But if we now reflect on the words that which Ezekiel spoke long ago until now,
实际的光景就如同主的话所说的一样。
The actual situation is as the Lord has proclaimed it.
那么然后我们来到36章。
Now when we reach chapter 36,
那36章里面很严肃的
Now, in chapter 36 is a very solemn chapter.
可以把以色列的被掳啊，包括犹大，整个以色列的十二个支派的被掳，一直到将来以色列的复兴，都在第36章里头来了一个非常长明显的宣告。
We can see a very clear, evident proclamation of the entire history of Israel, not only Israel, Judah, even the 12 tribes that are scattered and lost.
特别是在这一章里。
Especially in chapter 36.
主对以色列民说。
God says to the people of Israel,
你就知道我是耶和华。
And you shall know that I am the Lord God.
说了好多遍了，也是。
God proclaimed this many a times.
那好了，那我们就来留意三十六章。
So if we take note of chapter 36,
三十六章，你注意第一节开始。
We take note of chapter 36, verse 1.
主对以西结说。
God says to Ezekiel.
他人子啊，你要对以色列山发预言。说以色列善呀要听耶和华的话主耶和华如此说因仇敌说阿哈这永久的山岗都归我们为业了所以要发预言说主耶和华如此说因为敌人使你荒凉视为吞噬好叫你归于其余的外邦人为业并且多嘴多舌的人提起你来百姓也说你有臭名
We have read from verse 1 to verse 3
那这段话你看到一件什么事呢
Now in these verses what do you see
那就说出一件事情在三十六章是很突出的。
It tells us of a very outstanding fact in chapter 36.
因为我们常常会发一个问题。
Because many a times we'll have such a question.
以色列、犹大堕落到这样的光景。
Israel and Judah, they have fallen to such a condition.
又神特别将蒙保守，直到现在。
And God has special care and protection even until today.
这段历史不断了。
It's a long history.
如果从以色列 被亚述所掳散掳散那时候开始到现在
If we began with the period of the Syrians over Israel until now
恐怕超过四千年了
It would be over 4,000 years
你说这段历史的 里头
Now in this long period of history
以色列人虽然是给分散
Even though Israel is scattered
但是我们显然地看到以色列人还是没有给神忘记。
Yet we see that God has not forgotten about Israel.
我一再跟弟兄们提过一件事。
And I've mentioned again with brothers and sisters.
现在我们还是看到那个事。
Even now we see this.
以色列在分散在全地和许多的地方。
Now Israel is scattered throughout the world in many places.
他们在每一个地方都没有准确的地位的。
And each area they're scattered, they don't have a good ground to stand on.
但是有一件事情。
Yet there's one thing.
别人不能不承认的。
Now, others must acknowledge.
在经济的这一个范围里，以色列人是明明暗暗的在那里操纵着全局。
Visibly or hiddenly, that it is the Israelites who are in control of all, as far as the finances are concerned, they're the one who hold control over the financial arena.
你说怎么有可能是这样呢
And you question how is this possible?
你在地位上没有，在社会上没有地位，怎么能有这样的力量来操作一个经济的内容呢
If they do not have the social position, then how do they have the means, the power to control the financial aspect?
你要是看犹太人的历史
But if we look at the history of Israel,
从他们被分散一直到现在
Even when they're scattered till now,
被践踏的时候多。
There are many times where they are trampled upon.
给人抬举的时间小。
Very few instances where they were exalted.
直到现在，犹太人还是在许许多多的民族的心思里，要成为他们要对付的对象。
Even until today, Israel is still the point of attack for many different nations.
你不说希特勒那个近代来说在希特勒的德国的时间是明明的在那里对付犹太人
Now in recent history not to mention Germany under the reign of Hitler is very visibly against Israel
就拿我们中国来讲嘛
Even as far as China is concerned
我们 对犹太人也没有觉得有特别可尊重的地方。
The Chinese does not show any extra respect to the Jewish people.
在上海来说是犹太人很多。
As far as Shanghai is concerned, there is a larger Jewish population.
但是连中国人看以前是给人压迫的中国人看犹太人也不算人。
Even for the Chinese, before they were under oppression in that region, but yet they would still treat the Jewish people beneath them.
那他们受这样的对付啊。
And when they are dealt with in this way,
但是他们并没有一个心思好好的转向神。
But yet in their heart, they are not have the mindset to turn to God.
那为什么神还要？挽回他们，拯救他们。
Why is it that God will still restore and deliver them?
36章就把我们带到这个事情的答案里。
Chapter 36 leads us to the answer of such a question.
神说
God says,
你们被掳，你们以为是你们自己的事。
You are in captivity and you feel this is your own matter that you have to deal with.
但是你们没有想到。
But yet you did not consider.
你们被掳这样的事情。
This matter of your captivity.
连带我的名在外邦中。也受到亵渎
Actually concerns my name that it is blasphemed amongst the nations.
人家看到你们这些犹太人的时候
when,
就说哎呦这些就是 神的选民哦。
When others see you, then they will scorn and say that you are the chosen people of God.
你看这些选民他们 为什么是这样令人讨厌的？
And you can see why are the chosen people of God despised by others?
因为犹太人刚才我说，他们是好像垄断着那个世界的经济。
As I just mentioned, it seems as if the Jewish people have control in the financial aspect of this world.
但是犹太人在全世界的心目里确实有一个绰号。
But yet, the Jewish people in the hearts of the people around the world, they have this stigma.
就是说他们只是看见那个金钱。
And they are called those who only view money as the most important.
是最吝啬的民族啊。
And they are the ones who are known to only matter about money.
到什么地方都是要找钱。
And no matter where they are, they only care about making money.
找到钱回来也不会把钱放在给大家都有好处的地方。
And they only make money for themselves and not for the good of those around them.
好像莎士比亚就有一本书是特别说到犹太人的。
Yeah, it seems there is even this book from Shakespeare that speaks against the Jewish people.
叫什么名字？我现在都忘掉了。
I forgot the name of the book.
反正你看到犹太人在人的心思里就是这么一个样子。
But nevertheless, that is just the thought of the Jewish people in the hearts of men.
到现在还不肯归上神。
Yeah, but yet, even in that condition,
神为什么还要拯救他们？
The Jewish people would not turn to God. Yet, why God will still save them? But God tells us the reason.
你们被掳分散。虽然是我给你们的一个惩治，
even though you're in captivity and scattered, and that's my discipline upon you.
但是我给你们这个惩治的时候，
yet when I have given you this discipline,
我也因着你们的缘故接受了人对我的践踏。
But yet for your sake that you, under my discipline, I have also been, in blasphemed against by others.
36章里边神就说出了这个事情来。
So God tells us this very condition in chapter 36.
那从第六节开始我们也看一看。
Starting from verse 6.
所以你要指着以色列地说预言，对大山小冈水沟山谷说，主耶和华如此说，我发愤恨和愤怒说，因你们承受外邦人的羞辱，所以我启示说，你们视为的外邦人总要担当自己的羞辱，这是主耶和华说的。
Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I have spoken in my jealousy, in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I have lifted up my hand, surely the heathen that are about you, they shall bear their shame.
以色列山呢，你必发枝条，为我的民以色列的人数以色列结果子，因为他们快要来到，看来我是帮助你的，也必向你转意，使你得以耕种。我必使以色列全家的人数在你上面增多，曾经有人居住荒场在被建造，我必使人和牲畜在你上面扎增，他们必生养众多。我要使使你照旧有人居住，并要赐福于你，比先前更多，你就知道我是耶和华。
We have read from verse 8 to verse 11.
然后我们要来注意了。
And then let us take note.
注意什么事情呢？
Take note of what?
神很清楚地告诉他们。
Very clearly God tells them.
从十六节开始。
Starting with verse 16.
整段我们要读一读。
We'll read this entire passage.
中心 那句话就是出在这里。
Because the central thought is in this passage.
耶和华的话又临到我说，人子啊，以色列家住在本地的时候，在行动作为上耽误那地，他们的行为在我面前好像正在惊奇的妇人那样污秽，所以我因他们在那地上流人的血，又因他们以偶像耽误那地，就把我的愤怒倾在他们身上，我将他们分散在列国，四散在列邦，按他们的行动作为惩罚他们。他们到了所去的列国，就是使我圣名被亵渎，因为人谈论，他们说这是耶和华的名，是从耶和华的地出来的，我却顾惜我的圣名，就是以色列家在所到的列国中所亵渎的。
Verse 16 to verse 21. Now, brothers and sisters, you see this passage is very clear. God says, I have disciplined you because you have defiled the land of Israel. But in my discipline, it has brought about this issue.
把我的名字都在列邦中给亵渎。
That even my name, my own holy name, has been profaned amongst the heathen.
人家说，你看，这些就是神的名。
For they all proclaim, these are the people of God.
我的名为圣。
And my name is holy.
但是你们却在那里叫我的名。
Yet you have profaned my name and caused my name to be shamed.
So, 22节那里神很清楚地说出来。
So, verse 22, God says very clearly.
22节怎么说呢？
What does verse 22 say?
所以你要对以色列家说，主耶和华如此说，以色列家，我行这事不是为你们，乃是为我的圣名。
Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, I do this not for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my own holy name's sake, which you have profaned amongst the heathen, whither ye went.
23节里头再说。
Again in verse 23.
我要使我的大名显为圣，这名在列国中已被亵渎，就是你们在他们中间所亵渎的。我在他们眼前，在你们身上显为圣的时候，他们就知道我是耶和华。
And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned amongst the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, said of the Lord God, when I shall sanctify it in you before their eyes.
那我必从列各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归回本地。
For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land.
我必用清水洒在你们身上。
Then will I
你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的罪污，弃掉一切的偶像。
Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. For all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Now, brothers and sisters, we see this very clearly. After Israel was scattered, they are remembered by God.
从一面来看，是神的应许要纪念他们直到永远。
On the one hand, it is by God's own promise He will remember them forevermore.
但是这个不是最主要的问题。
But that is not the most important major reason.
最主要的问题是什么？
What is the major reason?
是神在这里再说出来的。
God tells us here directly.
按照外面的事情来看，你们这个样子，我在拯救你们干什么呢？
According to the outward appearance, why would I save you? You're in such a horrible condition.
但是神说，
But God says,
我 虽然是盼望你们回转悔改过来
though I desire for you to repent and return
但是经过了几千年
but through so many thousand years
因为没有任何的转变
you have not changed any bit
还是不认识我手中的工作
and you still do not know the work of my hand
那我还拯救你们干什么呢
why would I still deliver you
神说
God says
我所以拯救你们
for I have delivered you
不是依着你们
I do this not because of your sake,
我是神,
but it is
我是圣的,
because I am holy, I am God.
所以我拣选你们,
and so I've chosen you,
你们必须成为圣,
and you shall also be holy.
你们是来跟不上,
even though you cannot follow on to be holy.
但是我要做工做到一个地步,
but I will work and work to a point,
叫你们不圣成为圣,
that even though you're not holy, you will become holy.
这个是非常大的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great thing.
以西结书的信息,
the message of the book of Ezekiel,
在我个人看来,
personally speaking,
很重很重的, 就是在这一段话的里面。
It is very heavy upon this passage.
这一段话比耶利米书上头所说到那么神要与他们同定新约就说得更透切了。
Now this passage is even more deep and more heavy and solemn than the words in Jeremiah when God will make a new covenant with them.
耶利米没有说清楚的。
Jeremiah did not say very clearly.
神在这里对以西结说
but
就说得清楚多
了。God tells Ezekiel very clearly.
他说你们就所以经过那么许许多多的难处也没有转回的过来。
Even though you have gone through so many hardship and difficulty, yet you did not repent.
因为你们的灵错了。
Because your spirit is wrong.
你们的心思错了。
Your heart is wrong.
那因此我现在也把你们拯救过来。
So now I will deliver you.
不是为了，不是依着你们所有的是配。
Not because of your sake that you are worthy.
如果按照你们所做的，你们一点都不配。
According to all that you have done, you are unworthy.
但是我因着我的名为圣。
But for my own name's sake, that my name is holy.
所以你们也必须要成为圣。
Therefore, you shall also be holy.
这是我们读利未记的时候很清楚的读过的话。
And these are words we read very clearly also in Leviticus.
因为我是圣。
For I am holy.
你们也要圣。
And you shall be holy.
那神现在在这里就说出他怎么叫不圣的人成为圣。
So here God tells them how you are unholy, but I will make you holy.
神让他们经过律法的那个阶段。
God allowed for them to go through the period of the law.
那到了被掳的时候，律法几乎等于是已经到了尽头了。
In captivity, the law basically has come to an end.
神就开始摆出他怎么要把他们从不圣。
So God brings forth how he will make these unholy people to become holy.
那这件事情
And so this matter,
发生在什么时候呢?
When did it take place?
我们留到三十八章的时候我们才看它。
Again, we'll revisit this in chapter 38.
但是我们说
But we say,
这个事情应该说是距离不太远了。
This is very close to the time when this will take place.
但是你实际算起来也几千年过去了。
But of course we try to calculate the time, it is about a few thousand years.
神忍耐等待这几千年。
God has long suffering and suffered long with much patience in these thousands of years. In other words,
神在那接受人对他的圣的亵渎。也忍受了几千年。
God has forbear thousands of years with his name being profaned and blasphemed.
但是神说等到那一天。
But on that day,
神就来一个大的改变。
There will be a great change.
那大的改变是怎么来的呢?
Now how did this great change come about?
我们就来看看了。
So we can take a look.
从二十六节开始
，starting with verse 26。
二十二到二十五是说到神怎么接近他们。
In verse 22 to verse 25, God tells us how He will cleanse them.
那二十六，神就说出他怎么样来接近他们。
And in verse 26, it tells us how God is to cleanse them.
那这读的话在这里怎么说呢
？And what does the word of God say here？
我也赐给你们一颗新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉实心，赐你们新心，赐你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。你们必住在我所赐给你们列祖之地，你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。
A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put out of your flesh. A new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God.
那弟兄姊妹，你看这段话呢，你明显我们今天就看到一定是主再来的时候所发生的事。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we see these words in this passage, we realize it must be when the Lord returns.
那主不再不呃主没有再来。
Before the Lord returns,
这个事情不会发生。
Then this will not take place.
那他主会在主来了。
Now, when the Lord comes,
这个事情也不是立刻发生。
It will not happen immediately.
那么我们很清楚的知道。
We know.
神在那里说，我要给你们一个心灵。
When God says, a new spirit will I give you.
我要除掉你的肉心，给你们一个新心。
And I will take away your stony heart and give you a heart of flesh.
把你们的实心也拿掉，而让你们有一个肉心。
And I will take away your stony heart and give you a heart of flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这是新约里头那个救赎的事实。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the facts in the salvation of the New Testament.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们留意到
We take note.
当我们的主到地上来成就了救赎的这个工作。
When our Lord came to this world and completed the work of salvation.
这一个工作最先是从犹大人开始。
This work, at the beginning began with the Jewish people.
结果就扩充到全地。
And as a result, expanded to the entire world.
但是有一个现象我们不能忽略的。
But there's this phenomenon we must take note of.
从整体的犹太人来讲。
As far as the Jewish people as a whole is concerned.
他们对于主还是非常的拒绝。
They as a whole still reject the Lord.
那所以当神把救赎的工作做成的时候
So after the Lord completed the work of salvation
是外邦人在神面前先蒙恩
It is first the Gentiles who are blessed with grace before God
是外邦人先在神面前成为基督的身体
It is the Gentiles who first become the body of Christ
当然这话要说清楚一点
Of course to be more clear
大部分的外邦人成为基督的身体，基督身体的大部分是外邦人在那里接上来。
In the body of Christ, it is made up of a majority of Gentiles.
少数的犹太人在其中。
And in the body of Christ, there is a minority of the Jewish people. As far as the Jewish people is concerned as a whole,
他们对主的拒绝还是像从前主到地上来的时候那样子的。
They still have such a strong opposition and rejection of the Lord as they had before when the Lord came.
但是主在这里说,
But here the Lord says,
神要给他们一个完全的拯救。
God will give them a complete deliverance.
给他们一个信心,
and give them a new heart.
给他们一个心灵,
a new spirit.
除掉他们的实心,
and to take away their stony heart.
对犹太人来说
as far as the Jewish people is concerned for Israel
什么时候来成就这个
when will this be accomplished
必须是在主降临到地上来的时候才发生
it would be when the Lord descends upon this world
那弟兄姊妹都知道
now brothers and sisters
主再来 是分成两个阶段。
The Lord will come in two stages.
头一个阶段是接教会到看不到空中。
The first stage is to receive the church in the air.
然后带同教会一同站到地上。
And he will lead the church to descend in this world.
地上那个时候呢
？At that time,
应该是哈米吉多顿的战役的最末后的时间。
As far as the world events are concerned, that would be the end, the latter end of the battle at Armageddon.
当时剩下的以色列人已经到了绝境了。
As far as the remnant of Israel is concerned, they are in a very helpless, hopeless state.
但是当主带同教会一同降临的时候。
But when the Lord along with his church descend,
就在那个时候把他们拯救挽回。
It is at that time he will deliver them and restore them.
这就是撒迦利亚书上所说到的。
And this is recorded for us in the book of Zechariah.
他们看见他们所刺杀的那一个人。
And they behold with their own eyes Jesus whom they scourged.
从天上带着众圣徒下来。
And who will descend with his saints.
他们才认识，原来我们一直所拒绝的那一位神的儿子，果然就是他。
And they will realize and wail for the fact he is indeed the Son of God whom we have rejected.
这是就引出罗马书上所说到的以色列人要传家得救。
And this leads us to what is recorded in the book of Romans when the whole house of Israel shall be saved.
是那一件事情。
It is speaking of that point.
现在在以西结书里面神说了。
And so here God proclaims that in Ezekiel.
神说等到有一天。
And one day,
神要给他们一个信心。
God will give them a new heart.
那是一个救赎的内容。
And that is the content of salvation.
而把他们带进救赎里了。
And have brought them now to redemption.
让他们去分享用基督所做成的。
So now they can enjoy all that Christ has done.
那然后呢
？And then,
他们就因此恢复了祭司的国度。的那一个地位。
Because of this redemption, now they have been restored upon this position as the kingdom of priests.
刚才所说到，大卫要做他们的王，也就是在这个时候显明出来了。
And as we read previously, that David shall be a prince amongst them, now has been made manifest in their midst.
主是他们全家的救主。
And the Lord is the Lord of the entire house.
主也是他们全家的王。
And the Lord is also the king of their entire house.
那是到了那一个时候。
So at that time,
弟兄姊妹你就留意了。
Brothers and sisters, let us take note.
留意什么呢？
What?
弟兄姊妹，你翻到36章的末后的那一段话。
So at the end passages of chapter 36.
上头是说到国度里头以色列这个土地上的变化。
In previous text in chapter 36 here, it tells us of the transformation as far as the land is concerned in Israel.
21节开始呢就说到以色列人本身他们的那也转变了。
And starting with verse 31, it speaks specifically about Israel themselves and how they are now transformed.
21节怎么说呢？
And what does it say there?
那时你们必追想你们的恶行和你们不善的作为，我就因你们的罪孽和火争的事，就因为你们的罪孽和火争的事，厌恶自己。
Verse 31, then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations.
那这是只有说到全家得救的那一个时刻。
And so here it speaks of when the entire house of Israel is saved.
主就很清楚地说出。
And then the Lord clearly says,
主耶和华说，你们要知道我这样行不是为你们以色列家，当为自己的行为报亏蒙羞。主耶和华如此说：我洁净你们，使你们脱离一切罪孽的日子，必使城信有人居住，荒场再被建造， 过路的人虽看为荒废之地，现今见荒废之地仍在耕种。
Verse 32, not for your sakes do I this, said of the Lord God, be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus said of the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in your cities, and the waste shall be built, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by.
那这段话就很清楚，就说出。
And so these words tell us very clearly,
神说我为什么要拯救你们?
Why would I have saved you?
不是因为你们配,
Not because you're worthy.
不是你们有这个条件,
Not because you have the qualifications.
你们完全没有,
You completely do not qualify.
我这样行,
I do this.
不是为你们,
Not for your sakes. Not for your sakes.
你知道这个事情, 就应当感觉羞愧。
And when you shall know this, you shall be ashamed and confounded for your own ways.
神说这个话，是要让以色列人看见，他们重新在神面前可以收纳，不是因为他们做得对，做得好。
God says this very clearly to Israel, that once again they're acceptable before him, not because they have done well, not because they have done right.
乃是因着神为着他自己的圣名，神必须要显出他使人成圣的能力。
But it is for God's own holy name's sake that he will sanctify them and make them holy, and his power is able to do so.
但是这段话就不但是说人。
And so this passage not only speaks about man,
也说到地。
But also the land.
因为以色列被掳分散以后
，because after Israel was in captivity and scattered，
以色列地的那个环境也起了很大的变化。
The land itself has a drastic transformation。
原来以色列是流奶与蜜之地。
That the land was a land flowing with milk and honey。
在那里是没有什么饥荒的事情。
There would not be any desolation or barrenness.
但是从罗马把以色列人分散了以后
But after the Romans scattered Israel,
在神的心事里
In the heart of God,
以色列人早晚要回到这里来重新建国的
That Israel one day shall be gathered and return here to establish the nation.
如果这个地理环境是那么流奶与蜜的
And now if this land was before flowing with milk and honey,
你们走了
And now you have left.
很自然就其他的人就会进来
Very naturally then with such a good land, others will come.
那将来以色列人回来的时候
Then when Israel returns,
他们怎么有立脚的地呢?
Now where would they have ground to settle?
那我们要留意到与以色列有关的事情的时候
Then we have to take note anything that has to do with Israel. We clearly see one thing.
20世纪初
At the beginning of the 20th century,
以前
before the 20th century,
犹大给分散到全地以后
Before the 20th century, after Judah was scattered throughout,
在中东这一带的地方
In this region, the Middle East,
地理环自然环境就发生了好大的变化
There is a drastic transformation of the land, this region in the land itself.
特别是以色列地
Especially in the land of Israel.
他们是个流奶与蜜之地
They were a land flowing with milk and honey.
你们在埃及去种植啊，你还要车水啊。
And even the Lord says when you grow in Egypt, you have to till and cultivate.
你们来到迦南了
but,
你们不用浇水了
But when you come to Canaan, you do not need to water.
春雨秋雨按时落到你们的土地上
For I will give you the spring and the latter rains in due season.
你们就是在那里享用神给你们所安排所预备的
And you are enjoying all that God has arranged and prepared for you.
但是当以色列人给分散了以后
But after Israel were scattered,
人也说不出什么原因
Man cannot explain it.
这一片土地
Now, this land,
特别是以色列这一块地
especially Israel, this piece of land,
雨量就突然就减少
the rainfall has dropped, decreased drastically,
减少到几乎成了没有雨下的地方
It is so, the rainfall is so decreased that it is almost no rainfall.
像加州还不到那个地步，我们已经觉得开始有点不舒服了。
Yeah, even for us today in California, when we're not at that situation yet, we feel very uncomfortable.
他们就是从就是大概罗马，主后七十多年以后。罗马分散了那个犹大人以后，这个地理环境就是这样变了。
So about 70 AD, after Israel was scattered, the land has such a drastic change throughout.
变成不能耕种之地。
It became a land that is hard and not cultivated.
所以当犹太人虽然分散。
So even though the Jewish people were scattered.
巴勒斯坦这个地方虽然是停下来没有什么人居住，像这里所说的，成了荒废之地。
And the Palestinian land, even it's been desolate and barren, no one will inhabit, as it says here.
为什么是这样？
Why is that the case?
你找不到别的理由。
There's no other reason.
你只有看到一件事。
We can only see one thing.
是神叫他荒废。
It is God who have forsaken it to be barren.
地区荒废。
And this very little piece of land.
地方也不荒废。
To be desolate, and yet the other areas are not.
也有荒废，但是没有他严重。
They're also barren, but not as desolate as Israel itself.
但是很稀奇的事情。
But what is amazing?
二十世纪初
at the beginning of the 20th century,
犹大复国运动开始了。
When the movement for the nation of Israel to be restored,
犹大还没有复国。
Before the restoration,
不过是犹大复国的运动开始了。
But when the movement to restore the nation,
有很少数的犹大人回到以色列。
There is a small minority of Jewish people that return to the land.
但是你说要大批回去不可能。
But if for a large group to return, it's impossible.
他们还是一个荒废的地方。
Because it is still a land of desolation.
但是很稀奇的事实。
But what is amazing is,
当他们这少数人回去以后，也就是犹大复国运动开始以后不久。
That is when the small group of people return to the land, that is shortly after the movement to restore the nation.
巴勒斯坦地的那个雨量就逐年逐年增加起来了。
That the level of rainfall each year gradually has continued to increase.
不是增加得很快。
It did not drastically increase.
是逐渐逐渐开始增加。
But it is a gradual increase, a small increase.
为什么不是很快的增加恢复到原来的那个光景
Why was it not a drastic increase to restore to as it was previously?
当然我们也晓得的
Of course we also know
神不做那样的事
God does not do such things
主在那个时候大量的下雨
If the Lord gave great rainfall
恐怕许多亚拉伯人早就进来了
Perhaps then many of the surrounding Arab nations would flock there
神就是慢慢的来增加那些雨量。
But God has gradually increased the level of rain.
我不知道统计数字，不过我看到那些报告是说到，他们进去雨量增加，他们就可以在那个地去种植。
Now, I don't know the actual numbers, but I remember reading the reports that as they went to live in the land, then the level of rain increased so that now they're able to farm the land.
Now, 但我们就很清楚看到主控制着那一个自然的现象来维持着巴勒斯坦这个地来等候犹太人回来。
So we're very...clearly able to see that God is sovereign over the natural phenomenon of this land to sustain the land when the people return so that they're able to have sustenance.
现在以色列就成了一个农业大国。
So now even Israel will become a great agricultural nation.
农业生产的那一个那一个 研究和使用是到了很高的地步。
And there are a very powerful great nation for agriculture and for research.
特别是在水利上面的那样的运用。
Especially in the area of how they use their water.
那这是以后的事情。
That is, of course, matters to come after that. But what we take notice, they have become a land of desolation.
为什么要成为荒废之地？
Why would they become desolate?
主说的。
And the Lord says,
我做的。
I have done so.
等到有一天。
And one day,
我要把你们带回来的时候。
When I will gather you together.
这个荒废之地又成为一个流奶与蜜之地。
Yeah, this land of desolation once again will be flowing with milk and honey.
神就说了。
And God says,
我做这个事情。
I've done this.
给谁看？
For who?
不是给你们以色列人看。
It is not for you, Israel.
是叫其他的人来看。
It is for others to see.
过去他们以为这个地，你看荒废是这个样，它就叫为圣地。
And so others would have scorned, this is the holy land, but see how desolate it is.
怎么可以成为圣地？
And how can it be the holy land?
神说，我现在就做一件事情。
But now God says, I will do this thing.
看到的时候。
And when they shall behold.
他们就知道。
And they shall know.
这是神做的事。
That God have done so.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
36章非常明显的来说出。
Chapter 36 clearly tells us.
神在以色列地这样的惩治他的百姓而处理那一块土地。
When God have dealt so severely to discipline His people and also to deal with the land,
完完全全是为着向他的百姓和全地的人来显明他是耶和华。
It is completely the fact to manifest to His own people and all the nations that He is the Lord God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以36章末了的时候。
And so in the end of chapter 36,
就很清楚地说出,
very clearly tells us,
他们,
they,
什么人,
who,
全地的人,
it is all the nations,
和以色列人,
and Israel,
怎么样,
and then what,
就知道我是耶和华,
that they may know I am the Lord God,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是国度开头的时候的事。
And this is the matters at the beginning of the kingdom.
但是当神对以西结说这个话的时候到现在。
But yet when God spoke these words to Ezekiel till now, thousands of years have passed.
事情还好像没有有什么太大的迹象。
It seems as if we do not see much trace of this activity.
但是事实上。
But the fact is,
我们也看见许多的迹象是一点一点的。
We see so much phenomenon bit by bit manifest. We thank the Lord.
主在以西结的日子就说出了，以后他借着他的百姓的遭遇和以色列地的遭遇来显明他的作为。
That even in Ezekiel's day, God has proclaimed through what has occurred to His people and the land to manifest His own work at hand.
那这就给我们很明显的看到。
So very clearly we can see.
为什么我们说认识神的人必须要按照神的话来跟随。
Why it is that we who belong to God, who know God, must follow according to God's own word.
因为只有主的话说出来的时候。
For only the word of God when it is spoken.
就像圣经上说的。
Just as it says in the scriptures.
我们的主是不改变的主。
Our Lord changes not.
诗歌上所说的。
And even as the hymn says.
是在今在。
Yesterday, today.
永远常在的神。
And yes, forever, He remains the same.
他永远是不改变。
And He changes not.
他的话说出来。
And when His word is spoken.
他就按照他的话来执行。
And He will do according to His own word.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
但愿主恩待我们。
And may the Lord deal kindly with us.
我们很匆忙地把这几章圣经看了一下。
We have quickly gone through these chapters.
目的是为了我们 有点基础来进入二三十七章。
Now, the purpose is so we have this foundation for us to enter into chapter 37.
因为没有留意到这几章主对以西结所说的话。
So if we do not first take note of these chapters when the Lord speaks to Ezekiel,
读三十七章就可以说没有基础。
It will be that we would not have the foundation to read chapter
37. 但是你读了三十五、三十六。
But when we first read
34, 35, 36, 你就看到三十七章神说的那一个事情，那个根据是什么了。
Then we will see and understand what the foundation, the basis is for God's words in chapter 37.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹们交通到这里。
I think I'll end my sharing here with brothers and sisters tonight.
我们一边祷告吧。
Now let us have a word of prayer.
主，但愿你把赐人智慧和启示的灵更多的赏赐给我们。
Lord, we pray that you would grant us even more of the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
让我们在你的话里头看见你话里头的奥秘。
So that we may look into your word and to see the mystery of your word.
和你的不更改的事实。
And the fact that you do not change.
就让我们在跟随你的事上，我们更好的学。
And so as we follow after you, we will learn this lesson well.
认定了除你以外，我们没有别的拣选。
So acknowledge that besides you, we have no other choice.
我们所有的拣选就是神你的自己。
And all our choice would be God yourself.
谢谢主。
We thank thee, Lord.
你的话实在是带给我们看见光。
Indeed, your word gives us light.
愿主用我们这些人常在光中行走，来活出你自己的荣耀与华美。
Lord, may you help us to always walk in the light of your word to manifest your own glory and your majesty.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.